Over summer, we're taking a look back at some of the stories filed throughout the year for the program, and here's one from Washington, D.C., where you might think of the White House, House of Cards, the seat of global power, but perhaps not street crime. It's hard to imagine that in such a wealthy international city, weekend shooting sprees are a thing. But as our North America correspondent, Connor Duffy, found out, for those who know the city well, gun crime remains an issue, even just a few blocks from the White House.
This is a recording I made from our balcony, and it's a sound we came to know very well as a siren raced past, the noise blasting through the house several times a day. Most of the time, the trouble was many blocks away, but sometimes it was disturbingly close, including this alleged hate crime about 5 metres from our front door. Police came to access the camera we had at the front of our house.
Two men were viciously attacked early Sunday morning in Northwest D.C. Take a look at this video. I can't even watch this. Police are concerned this may have been a hate crime.
Northwest D.C. is the fancier part of town, and we lived in the neighbourhood of Shore, which is actually a great place to be. There's plenty of places to go out, and it's so central. There's a great 5-mile running loop that traverses the White House and Washington Monument. I don't want to give a mistaken impression it's more dangerous than it is, but it's true there's crime on a level there wouldn't be in a comparable suburb in Australia. I turned to a local blog called Popville, whose creator Dan Silverman documents the great parts of DC, as well as the crime. It seemed gun muggings and violent crimes were regular in the blocks around our house.
Basically, a lot of money is coming into areas where there wasn't money, where there wasn't a tremendous amount of money before, so that there could be targets for muggings that maybe there weren't so many targets before, particularly if there are a lot of bars and restaurants, you know, where people are drinking and having fun, and then, you know, maybe you're not paying too much attention when you're leaving late at night. And so it's just more opportunities for crimes to occur, if that makes sense.
Among the many tragic things he's documented was the stabbing death of a 35-year-old woman last month. She'd just got engaged days earlier, and the random attack shocked the entire district and put crime back on the agenda. Dan Silverman says many blame synthetic drugs.
It's a huge problem, and it unfortunately has resulted in a lot of random crime. And just recently, unfortunately, a woman who was out on a run got murdered, and they suspect that it was committed by somebody who was on these synthetic drugs.
In the end, I made the decision to move to a much quieter part of town. Given the appealing parts of the neighbourhood and the fact many people continue to flock to the area, I was wondering if, as an Australian, my expectations of a gun-free neighbourhood were overly sensitive. Turns out Popville founder Dan Silverman made a similar decision after hearing gunshots outside his former home in Shaw.
Yeah, the gun violence, it really boggles my mind every time I hear about it, because in D.C., a lot of the guns that are used are not necessarily reported by the police unless there is physical damage or even worse, if somebody gets hit. They'll say there was a shooting at this location or cars were damaged. But I get a lot of reports of just shots fired, and it might not hit anything, and the police don't report it. So the only way that people know about it, for example, last night at 9th and S, which is right in the middle of Shaw, the neighborhood we've been talking about, there were 4 gunshots fired at, I think it was around 10:15 last night. And so what happens is on Twitter, people will send me the information and say, hey, what's going on? And, you know, the police were here looking for shell casings. And then somebody else says, yeah, I heard it from this location, but there were no reports about it today. It is definitely of concern, and you know, you don't have to be Australian or from out of the country at all. A lot of us who live here and have lived here a long time are very disturbed by the amount of gun violence that exists.
Weighing up whether to move because of gun crime was not one of the many challenges I thought I'd have to deal with during my posting. It's one I don't regret making, though, and I certainly don't miss the sounds of sirens. Lest I deter anyone from visiting DC, it really is a great city to live in, one that's rich in history, culture, sport, and has a lot of things about it I love. Here's a final word from Dan Silverman, who says crime is just a small part of DC life, and it's definitely falling.
But it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, crime is rampant and, you know, people are afraid to go out. Quite the opposite. I feel like DC is actually getting safer in most of the neighborhoods because people are going out more and because there's more foot traffic. But it's never going to be a situation where there's zero crime.
Dan Silverman from the Washington, D.C. blog Popville, and that report from our North America correspondent Connor Duffy.